You're listening to Stoke FM, 92.5 FM, or online at stokefm.com. I'm Megan Dooling, and here's some local news. People trying to buy or sell manufactured homes in Revelstoke and across BC are being left in the lurch. Sales aren't going through because some trailer park owners are refusing to sign a bank form that allows the buyer to be approved for a mortgage. Park owners call it the 1097 form. Ed Koski and his wife moved to Revelstoke from Golden 9 years ago.
I live at 38 Hideaway Trailer Park, and we have a real issue with trying to sell our mobile home.
Koski had accepted an offer in June for full asking price, but the sale didn't go through.
We were informed shortly after that the landlord, with advice of his lawyer, had refused to sign the bank document, model assignment of lease consent agreement for manufactured homes.
Now Koski's got a folder full of printed off emails, letters, documents, and forms, and he's doing everything he can think of to find a solution to his problem. He reached out to the Canadian Mortgage and Housing Corporation and the BC Residential Tenancy Branch. Both told him they don't get involved in issues between banks and lawyers.
On July 13th, I formulated a letter stating the facts to date and results of the ill-fated decision of Arrow Law to advise landlords not to sign the lease consent agreement that has been in place since 2002, explaining the only way forward now is a sit-down meeting with all lending institutions and lawyers and come up with an amicable agreement for a binding lease consent agreement. I hand delivered this letter to every lending institute, every lawyer, all realtors, and the mayor's office, and as many tenants of our mobile home park as I could.
Willie Kovacic is the president of the Manufactured Home Park Owners Association of BC. He owns two trailer parks in northern BC and is based in Kelowna. He says park owners have for decades tried to work with banks to come up with a form they're comfortable with.
It's a form that is overcomplicated and adding too many terms and conditions.
When people need to borrow money to buy a trailer, it's called a chattel mortgage. They own the trailer, but the park owner owns the land. The bank requires the form because of this relationship.
What the bank wants to do is to have a form that says if by any reason the tenant defaults on the monthly payment of the rent, that the bank can take over the tenancy without any sort of obligations or any sort of, it's just a direct relationship to the bank. The unfortunate part is it's not that simple. The bank is adding additional terms and conditions onto the landlord, which complicates the relationship between the actual tenant and the landlord. It puts the bank as a subtenant in there with additional terms and conditions. And that's why landlords are getting frustrated over these forms and not signing them.
Kovacic says the forms make no sense because as a trailer park owner, when someone's buying a trailer, he gets one of these forms to sign and he reads it over. And he crosses out terms he doesn't like that he says complicates the tenancy relationship. And he says the bank accepts these amended forms.
And I'm going, well, if this form is absolute and I'm amending it, why do we have to even bother?
Kovacic says park owners talk to each other like in any industry.
So on the island, I spoke to the lady who says, I will absolutely not sign that form. Here's her scenario, if you've got a minute. She had a tenant, stopped paying, was a very difficult tenant, was disturbing the other neighbors, doing things that were not only against the park rules, but illegal. And the person stopped paying rent, so they got an order of possession to get rid of the tenant. The bank stepped in and said, no, you can't do that. We are not accepting the order of possession. The tenant moved back in and thought they were invincible, started getting worse and escalating, and eventually got arrested. But in that case, the landlord spent $15,000 to resolve that with the banks. And so when other landlords hear that how frustrating it can be with a bank. They go, well, why would I want to send this, sign this form that potentially could explode into a very expensive proposition?
Todd Arthurs is Ed Koski's real estate agent here in Revelstoke. He says park owners have been signing the same form for years, and now some aren't. He's been hearing about sales falling through in Salmon Arm, too. After the owners of Hideaway Trailer Park refused to sign the form for Koski's sale, Arthurs said sales were stalled at other trailer parks in town for the same reason. The unsigned form holding up Koski's sale is from the Revelstoke Credit Union's lending department. Stoke FM reached out to them but hasn't heard back. Stoke FM reached out to Andrew Young, the owner of Hideaway Trailer Park, and didn't hear back. Michael Schottinger is the lawyer from Arrow Law who represents the owners of Hideaway. Stoke FM wanted to ask him why he's advising owners not to sign the form. He refused to speak, citing client confidentiality. He said he costs $300 an hour and he didn't think the radio station would be able to compensate his time. Like Koski, Willie Kovacic wants banks to come up with a uniform form that isn't overly complicated.
And it'd be nice if there was one 1097 form and it was the same form every time.
Gary Sulles is the mayor of Revelstoke.
Well, it's a massive problem or massive issue. We have 13% of our population living in mobile homes in our community.
Saul says people buy trailers to get into the housing market. He says if these sales become inaccessible, this could further push out a demographic that can't afford to rent or buy houses in Revelstoke. The mayor doesn't have jurisdiction over bank forms, but he says he'll do what he can to encourage lenders and their lawyers to come up with a solution.
If I can motivate them to have those conversations, then I'll try and do that. But really, it's not a role of the city to play, with the exception of I'm concerned about our citizens in the community. So how do we get this done?
Reporting for Stoke FM in Revelstoke, I'm Megan Dooling.